Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, and what a glorious Saturday afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. Welcome to the most delicious hour on radio, and thank you for tuning in as you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock here on AM 790 KNST. The most delicious hour on radio is before you right now, and we can't imagine a better place to broadcast from this weekend because we're thinking about the wonder and the magic and the mystery of the city of brotherly love, and the closest we can get you, fellow foodies, to the city of brotherly love is on North Campbell Avenue, just a little bit north of Grant, on the east side of the street. You guessed it. We are broadcasting live from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks, having a great time. Frank Santos himself is in the house. He's signing autographs. He's posing for some pictures here. He's the guy here. We even have one of Frankie's ambassadors here, a guy I think who has been to Frankie's more times in the last 6 months than I can even count. Mike Tyree himself is in the house, and it is a party getting underway right now. Now, speaking of parties, I love Saturday at 4 o'clock, and I love engaging our celebrity co-hosts as we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock, having a great time getting to learn a little bit about what people are doing on the food and beverage scene, whether that's here or whether that's in the Big Apple. And there's no coincidence. She just returned to Tucson from the Big Apple. Food journalist Edie Girolam is back on the show. What's up?
Hi there. Well, like you said, I'm just back from New York where I ate large quantities of food among people. The carb tour of New York.
The Edie Girolam carb tour 2013.
Knishes.
Yes.
Potato kugel.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You're for real.
Yeah, no, serious carbs. And, you know, some other things. It's cold there. You need to stock
it's
up.
Nourishment. It's comfort. I mean, you have to take care of yourself, Edie Girolam.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're one of my favorite co-hosts because you get your finger on the pulse of really everything that's making food news, not only here in Tucson, but, you know, nationwide. I mean, and there's no room in my script to put another title of Edie Girolam. I've got contributing dining editor for the Tucson Guide, Tucson editor for Zagat. I mean, these are no small credentials. You write for Sunset Magazine. When do you stop, Edie Girolam?
When I'm eating.
That's the best time to do it.
Exactly.
So now you're from New York originally, are you not?
Yeah.
How long have you been out in Tucson?
I grew up in Brooklyn. 20 years. God, I can't even say
that.
Wow. It's amazing.
But you got to get back to the Apple every now and then, just for the fix, I guess, is what it is.
The food.
Yeah. And not necessarily in that order.
No.
No disrespect to your friends.
Right. Well, they go with me to eat the food. It's part of the experience.
So you just got back from New York, and I love following you on Facebook because you always get these great stories. And in fact, it was through our Facebook relationship that I learned that your dog is named Frankie. There's actually a little bit of a resemblance. I mean, it's going to go funny. What a coincidence that is. But you you decided to go to New York, and I saw some of these places that you actually patronized. And I have to admit, I had not been to any of them.
Really?
And I thought, okay, well, here's Edie Girolam giving me recommendations for restaurants in New York. My bucket list is getting longer by the page, Edie.
I can't believe these. This is classic New York
classic
food.
New York. I need to get out some, right?
Yona Schimmel knishes.
Okay, now talk to me. There's a knish? And there's a Yona Schimmel knish.
Well, just that it's on the Lower East Side. It's like, you know, the place where all the immigrants came and where, you know, street food.
Right.
This is the perfect place to talk about the food that I ate. You know, it's like Frankie's Philly cheesesteaks.
Yep.
Steaks. You go to New York, eat pastrami.
Got to do it.
Second Avenue Deli, which is no longer on Second Avenue. There's one on First Avenue and one on Third, so you average them out. You get Second Avenue Deli. You know, it's not quite the same atmosphere, but the food is fantastic.
Wow.
Still.
So pastrami sandwich.
Pastrami sandwich or corned beef.
Yep. Or both in my case.
Yes.
You know, I'm an equal opportunity carnivore.
Exactly.
I need to have some corned beef and pastrami on my sandwich. Now, I'm a tourist every time I go to New York. I never lived there. My wife lived in Connecticut for most of her adult life before she met me, and I dragged her out here to the desert. But we were always fans of the Carnegie Deli. Now, Carnegie Deli, I know it's a tourist trap, but it really was an amazing culinary encounter, I have to tell you.
No, you know, it's not really a tourist trap. It's just that people know about it, and they come and eat it, and, you know, the food's great.
Right.
It's just that I was used to, you know, that Second Avenue Deli was my place, so I went back there. And then there's another place on the Lower East Side called Veselka, and they have Eastern European food. and pierogi.
Oh, yes.
And blintzes.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. So you really did it.
No, I'm serious.
How did you come back not having gained a pound? I mean, I don't have that ability.
You walk.
Yeah, that's how you get from place to place. Right. Who needs
exactly.
a car? Right.
Exactly. So that's it. And these are all inexpensive places. You know, I never spent more money, maybe $20 a meal, that maybe $25.
Debunking the myth that you have to get a second mortgage to enjoy a great
exactly.
culinary experience in New York City,
exactly.
follow Edie Girol in the lead because she's going to take you all the places you need to go. Now, when you come back to Tucson and you begin to reflect on all of these wonderful culinary encounters that you had, is there one thing, Edie, that sort of stood out to say, man, am I glad I went back to the app?
Oh, God. You know, just seeing old friends
and
enjoying meals with them, I got together with a couple of childhood friends that I grew up with in Brooklyn. And so,
very nice.
You know, it was fun. And, you know, went with them. Oh, pastries, D. Roberti's on the Lower East Side.
D. Roberti's.
Pastry.
Okay, I'm making my list. And again,
Italian pastry. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on the Lower East Side.
You don't have to go far. You just kind of camp out there.
I will tell you one place that I found this time that I hadn't been to before, and it was such a good deal. It was a Thai wine bar.
Oh, I love it.
Called Reserve.
All right, I'm writing that one down as well. A Thai wine bar. Two of my favorite things. Two of the basic food groups, as far as I'm concerned.
And they had a lunch special where it was $8.50, spring roll, soup, entree, and $3 extra for a glass of wine.
Oh, my gosh.
So
if that's all these little secrets that Edie Girol is coming home with. Okay, now, one of the things that strikes me whenever I go back to New York again as a visitor, as a tourist, is, you know, I get in about 5 o'clock, I go to the hotel, get ready for the night. Before I know it, it's like 9 o'clock, and people are just getting started to go out. I mean, it's Friday at 9:30 or 10. People got like 11 p.m. reservations. How do you sustain that lifestyle?
I don't. I tell people I moved to Tucson because I wanted to eat at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock is even pushing it.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's so funny.
I know. It's true, though. I used to beg people to eat with me at 8 o'clock.
Well, you never have to beg me.
Starving.
We're talking to Edie Girolam, our celebrity co-host for the full hour of local food journalist and culinary extraordinaire. In her own right, we're broadcasting live from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks on North Campbell, just north of Grand on the east side of the street. It's ooey gooey goodness. Frank and Deb Santos, I love them both like family. They have built something here that is quite extraordinary because it is the as authentic as you can get when it comes to a real Philadelphia cheesesteak experience. Now, Edie, this place is called Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks. Now, I don't know if there's a war between the north and the south of Philly, but we're going to find out from Frankie himself exactly what makes a South Philly cheesesteak a South Philly cheesesteak. Do you have any idea?
I'm not going to give away any secrets.
Okay. Do you want Frankie to roll it all out for us?
I'm going to let
Frankie
talk about that because he knows far more than I do about any of this stuff.
So we got about another minute remaining before we go to a commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. But you're also doing some writing for Biz Tucson Magazine, one of my favorite magazines in town. And you just wrapped up a story on, what is it,
The 10 top reasons that Tucson is a great food town.
Beautiful. How can you possibly limit it to just 10 reasons?
Well, that's true. But they're comprehensive reasons.
Right.
You know, I go into a lot of detail.
Give us one. Give us one of the 10 reasons that Edie Girolam believes that Tucson has really arrived as a wonderful, celebrated foodie town.
Great markets.
Beautiful. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You don't have to go far to find
really
a great farmer's market. And I love going to farmer's markets and seeing chefs themselves doing the shopping there.
Absolutely.
Right away, you know they care about local, they care about sustainable. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it.
Yep.
Edie Girolam, we're going to have a great time here in this hour. You know, we're going to be digging our teeth into the wonder of Frankie. How can we possibly do that? Of Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks himself. And I want to remind all of our listeners, if you were the first person to call in to the radio station with the correct answer to our trivia question, which we're going to be reading on a little bit later on in the show, you're going to be a guest of Frank and Deb Santos yourself. For now, we're going to say, you're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks over on North Campbell, just north of Grand on the east side of the street. And friends, we're in Frank and Deb Santos's house right now. And you need to come over here to the virtual corner of 3rd and Porter, which is right here on Campbell Avenue, because Frank and Deb Santos have rolled it all out for you in ways that you just can't even imagine. We're talking about authentic South Philly cheesesteaks, not just any Philly cheesesteak. The goodness is on the south side, as Frankie himself is going to tell us. We're going to be taking just a few minutes before we sit down with Frankie. You know, Frankie, Edie Girola never really does sit down for more than about 30 seconds at a time.
This is an
historic milestone for someone to sit the guy down, for crying out loud. He's moving, he's working the room and everything, but it's a pleasure, Edie Girola, to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Bobbing and weaving here. Now, look, there's an event coming up here in Tucson on April the 20th, beginning at 6 o'clock over at Fox Theater. We love everything that's been done with the revitalization.
Absolutely.
And love that venue. And the second I heard that New Belgium Brewery was involved, because I'm a big Suds guy.
What could be bad
about it, representing the New Belgium Brewing Company? Rhonda Kendrick is on. Rhonda, how's it going?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Wishing you were here, but, you know,
too.
We're all about forgiveness here. I'm looking for a New Belgium beer. I don't know if there's a misunderstanding, but the beer has not arrived. but anyway, you've got a great event coming up here on April the 20th at the Fox Theater at 6 p.m. Something about a beer and film tour. What in the world's going on, Rhonda?
Doesn't that sound amazing? So, yeah.
I'm all over.
This is the second year doing it, and it kind of came to me. I was working with Isabella from Yelp, and we talked about just kind of a fun thing that we do. So New Belgium owns this film tour called The Clips. Basically, it's short movies that are made by New Belgium fans. So they're short films. Some are animated. A couple of them are animated from phone calls that were made to the brewery that are hilarious. So the movie time runs about an hour. But before that, I paired up with some local restaurants. I asked them all to cook with New Belgium beers and kind of feature it in their restaurants. And they give free samples before the movie.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Free and
what
samples.
What do you think of that?
So,
free samples of food and beer. So included in the ticket price, you do get to sample 6 different local restaurants and then the beers that they chose to cook with.
Now, let me ask you this, Rhonda. So you have the beer is actually incorporated into the actual food items that the restaurateurs are going to be providing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think last year one of our accounts did a Dig, which is our summer seasonal, our spring seasonal, infused hummus, served it on a tostada chill with sun-dried tomatoes. It was amazing. So yummy.
Oh, my gosh. So talk about some of the restaurants that are going to be there represented at the event on April the 6th, April the 20th, okay. I'm sorry.
Sure. So far we have 1702. Austin always does something kind of interesting with hops, and last year they did an ice cream. Renee's Organic Oven. It was a competition last year, but this year we decided just to make it more of a showcase, kind of showing what the chefs do with our beers. Union Public House, they actually have a pretzel on their menu that has a fat tire cheese sauce that is amazing. So I think they'll be bringing that. Zona 78 will play with some desserts in our Abbey beer. And then recently signed on was Jasper's Restaurant, and I have no idea what they're doing, but I'm sure it'll be great.
Absolutely. So how can people get tickets for this event?
Really good pairings.
So, Rhonda, how can people get
So, you run around to 6 different stations. You get beer and food. Downstairs, we're going to have a local art show by Velociprints. They do art-themed bicycle art. Should be pretty good.
Sounds great. Well, listen, now that I have you on the line, I want to
ask
you a question
about...
Yes, I can hear. Do we have a little bit of a technical difficulty?
Hello?
Hello, are you with us?
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. A little bit of a technical difficulty back at the station. So we talked about the Clips Beer and Film Tour, April 20th, 6 o'clock at the Fox Theater. Now, while I have you on the line, I want to ask you a question about this new Belgium beer. I don't know if it's new to the company or new to just me, but I tasted the Rampant for the first time just a few days ago. What is it about this beer that has this community all abuzz?
So Rampant is brand new for us. It just came out on the 1st of March. And, you know, our fans were saying, you know, please do something hoppy, do a hoppy beer. So last year we launched Ranger, and that's IPA. We wanted to go a little bit bigger. So this year we said, you know, let's make it an Imperial IPA. So it has a little more hops, it has a little more malt, a lot more alcohol, but it's just, it's a beautifully balanced imperial beer that's amazing. So we call it hoppily growing bitter. We are growing bitter.
Run, I apologize to you. I missed the last 2 minutes of that interview because I think we lost the signal here. But fret not, because I believe all of our listeners heard everything you had to say. But just before we take another break here, talk to us again one more time. How do people get tickets for the New Belgium Clips Beer and Film Tour on April the 20th?
Okay, well, actually, they are on sale on Groupon right now, so you get two tickets for $15. If not, you can go to the Fox Theater and purchase them. But we sold 300 tickets in 3 days, so it's definitely, it's going to be a hot show. We'll have lots of people. We hope to sell out.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks right on North Campbell, just north of Grand on the east side of the street. Apologize, we had about a 60-second interruption. I apologize to Rhonda Kendrick of New Belgium. We did not get to feature all of the information about the beer and film tour on April 20th, but go to Fox Theater, get all the information because it's all there. You got to go. Edie Girolam? Having a great time here at Frankie's?
I am, and that festival sounds amazing.
This is the good stuff. One thing about Tucson that I love is there's always these great food events, mm-hmm. and there's always these great culinary events, and it seems wherever you go, there's always Frankie Santos and Deb Santos themselves, and he's right here. Frankie, what's going on, my brother?
Well, first, let me tell you something. I am so happy and privileged to be here. Your show is so popular, it took me 6 months to get on the air. you were backlogged 6 months.
You know, so. you could thank people like Mike Tyree, yeah. one of your big customers here, who has come all the way out to hear the show. Anyway, Frank, I love everything that you're about. You and Deb are my heroes. I mean, you've brought a slice of Philly, slice of South Philly, right here to Tucson, and Tucson is grateful. We're going to talk a little bit about this whole Philadelphia story and Third and Porter and all about cheesesteaks, but one of the reasons you're here, you're also a proud member of the Tucson Originals, an organization that's near and dear to my heart, and Frankie South Philly Cheesesteaks, always been a member of the Tucson Originals. Thought you'd give a State of the Originals address, Mr. Past President. What's going on with the Originals these days?
Past Vice President,
yeah. Careful, Russell.
Well, let me thank Mike. Let me thank him for coming here. We appreciate it very, very much. And yes, the Tucson Originals. First of all, let me get a shout out. The Tucson Lifestyle had award winners. And we had 20 restaurants, all win, and some of them multiple awards.
Right.
From gold to bronze, and there's too many to list, but there's 20 different restaurants. And one of the great things, I'm so proud to be a member of Tucson Originals, is that they're independent restaurants. They're truly mom-and-pop shops, which you don't see anymore.
Right.
You just don't see them anymore. And you go in these shops, and the owners come up and chit-chat with you, and talk to you, and They're back there, and in good many of them, like here, they're back there cooking.
Right, exactly.
They're back there cooking, they're back there doing dishes, whatever it takes. And mom and pop shops you just don't see anymore. So I ask everybody to go out there and support your Tucson Originals. And they really go all out to try, I mean, you come in to give you that Tucson Original feeling. And I love the group.
I do too. And, the last Saturday of every month is our Tucson Original Spotlight Show, and Frankie Santos is in the spotlight. Now, TucsonOriginals.com, for all of our listeners, go to the website, take a virtual tour of the culinary encounters that you can have. I think you got over 50 restaurants that are members of the Originals.
Yes, 50 restaurants. And let's not forget, and this is my wife's, Debbie's favorite event, putting on a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Society.
That's coming up.
It's Friday, April the 26th. It's at the El Conquistador.
At the country club.
Country club.
Right.
And one of the great things about this, besides that there's fashion shows and fashion dog shows, but there's also a wonderful, wonderful, give me a think now.
We've rendered him speechless.
But there's dogs.
They got me speechless.
There's dogs.
Never speechless, right? but an auction. We have there's a solid
auction, right?
Yes. And there must be 1,000 items.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's great.
1,000 items.
All raising money for a great cause.
Yeah.
And Edie herself is a dog welfare advocate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And does Frankie know your dog's name?
No. My dog's name is Frankie.
Frankie.
Yeah. See that? and he's a rescue also.
Oh, okay.
He's a rescue.
My wife's daughter, Allie, that's her cat's name, Frankie.
So putting on the dog, get a chance to sample some of the goods from the Tucson Originals restaurants. They're all banded together to celebrate local, to celebrate what it is to be, you know, independent and – I mean, this is such a great organization. Like you said, you could see the owners of the restaurants. Actually, you come to Frankie's, you see Frankie making cheesesteaks. That's how it works.
I'm back there cooking, shaking hands, you know, smiling. And the same thing with the other Tucson Originals. It's the same exact thing. You go there, you talk to them. And like I said, you're supporting independent restaurants. That's what you're supporting, you know. And I'm nothing against chain restaurants, but We don't have these big corporate companies behind us.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, the money you spend in a Tucson Originals restaurant, the money stays here.
It stays here.
Doesn't go to L.A. or New York or anywhere.
That's right. And the money stays here. Even companies that say, well, we're local. Well, they're not quite local. If you look into them, they're not quite that local. And the money stays here. And believe me, it stays here. I can tell you, it doesn't go anywhere. But when you go shopping, it's done. She shops in Tucson.
That's right. Now, Deb is going to call and say, what do you mean I'm shopping? I mean, come on, Frank. But anyway, it goes to support local baseball teams and Little League and charities. And that's what we really love about it. So
absolutely.
Do yourself a favor, folks. Go to TucsonOriginals.com. Click on restaurants. Take a virtual tour of all the restaurants that are out doing great things.
And let me mention one more thing.
You got it.
We have, and we do it quarterly. We call it dining deals. So look up dining deals. And these are gift certificates that the restaurants put out there.
Okay, we got to take a quick news break and thank a couple sponsors. We're going to talk about the dining deals when we come back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNSD. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNSD AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the ooey-gooey goodness of Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks. Of course, you know Frankie's on North Campbell, just north of Grand on the east side of the street. Rocking the joint with our celebrity co-host, local food journalist Edie Girolam.
Hi.
I mean, come on, Edie.
One of my favorite places in town, I should say. I live in the hood.
I do. Lucky dog.
Like I'm 2 minutes away.
Jeez, so, you know what? To be walking distance from Frankie's is just extraordinary. Just absolutely extraordinary. But anyway, we're back here with Frank Santos, and Frank was talking a little bit about the dining deals. I had to cut you off because Fox News comes and bangs on the door.
No.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the dining deals with Tucson Originals.
The dining deals, we do it quarterly, and sign up for email. They'll send email. And you could taste the food of all the Tucson Original restaurants with the dining deal. And it's like your Frankie's. You get a $10 gift certificate for $7.50.
I wait for those deals.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, you know, I go online.
And please,
people rush them.
Right. And please, listeners, go get them and use them. Mm-hmm. We use the money for advertising and things, so we really need to sell out. Every quarter.
Great.
So important that we sell out of these. Every quarter. I mean, I'm begging my people. I say, go buy five of them.
Exactly.
Go buy five of them. And you're supporting the restaurants. You're supporting Tucson Originals as a whole. And you're supporting, like, charities and all. Because we do so much with charities. We do so much with the Boys and Girls Clubs and the various clubs out there. So come on and support us. Go there. Sign up for Tucson Originals. Email, and they'll let you know when it goes on sale. You'll run a line.
When's the next deal?
The next sale, I think it's July. I'm counting my fingers, everybody. I think it's July. I'm not sure. I think it's July.
TucsonOriginals.com.
It's every quarter.
Every quarter.
Okay.
It's every quarter.
So we just
every 4 months.
One.
Just miss one.
All right.
Now, if you have to count on your fingers quarterly, then we got an issue here.
Well, actually, if you go online right now, you can – I'm sure that it's more there. There's some there right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Frankie Santos, South Philadelphia, third and Porter. Come in, but the first thing that you could do to sort of legitimize, people say, oh, Philly, I got to have Philly. I went to Philly once. You didn't go to Philly one time. I mean, Philly's home.
Philly's home.
So what? How'd you get to Tucson from the quarter of third and Porter?
I was born around at 845 Earp Street, around the corner from Patsy's Unit 6. We moved there to third and Porter when I was five. I took Debbie to the house. She looked at the house, and Debbie grew up on a farm, so everything's about acres. Well, a little row house is feet. You know, the feet is 30 feet wide.
Straight. You know.
And so I took her there to show the house, and then took her down third and Porter. My sister, Jackie, lives in the same house that we all grew up in. Now she lives.
No kidding. Yeah, I didn't know that.
She lives in the same house. And we go back at least four times a year. And not only to go back to see friends and friends who own restaurants and personal friends and the company I retired from, Double River Pilots, but we also go back to see what's happening with food.
Right.
What's happening? And a good example is this. There's a restaurant that's called Steak 'Em Up. It's a steak shop. It's on 9th and Shunk Street, which is about 3 minutes from my mom's house or my sister's house. And somebody told me about a sandwich they have. It's called Steak Milano, which I'm going to go. We're going to go back now. We went back in January, but unfortunately, Deb came down with a bad case of the flu. Mm. Couldn't leave the hotel room for a week, so I couldn't get over there. But we're going to go there. I'm going to check out the Steak Milano. If it is good as all my friends are raving about, it's going to be on our menu.
Oh, this is all exciting. Right. Yep. So he's staying at the edge of innovation. Yes. Frankie right. is now. I think here's my barometer. I mean, I know that he says he goes back four times a year, Edie. I know that it's time for him to go back when you start losing the accent. You know?
Yeah,
right. I mean, he starts. I mean, folks, this is absolutely real. But he starts, after about 3 months, he starts sounding like a Tucsonan. Right. I said, Frankie, get your butt back to Philly.
Sure.
But so here you are.
Tell us about Steak Milano.
So it's a cheesesteak. It's almost like a pizza steak. They use sauce. But they do something with the tomatoes. See? And sandwich shops, they just don't come out and tell you. They're not going to just come out and say, oh, I do this, this, and this, and this, and this. And people are raving about it. Matter of fact, you could go online, look up Steak 'Em Up, look at the menu. There's a Steak Milano on there that I can't wait to go taste
it. I'm intrigued.
So this, and come back and we'll see it. We'll see what goes on with it. Matter of fact, it was September. The Knicks roast pork and roast beef during the Reading Terminal. Well, they won with Adam Richmond.
Oh.
They won Best Sandwich in America.
Oh, my
Their
gosh.
Roast pork sandwich.
Oh, my gosh.
And they taught me how to do the roast pork sandwich. And so we do roast pork sandwich here. And I love that sandwich. Every time me and Debbie go back to Reading Terminal, and we get that sandwich all the time.
Do you want to talk about Cheese Whiz? I think that's an important subject.
Yeah, I mean, let's set the record straight right here and now, Frank Santos.
Okay, here's this.
Now, folks, turn up your radio now, because what you were about to hear is of epic proportion. Frankie is going to talk about Cheese Whiz, and he's going to debunk this myth.
Right.
Take it away.
Now, when the cheesesteak was originally invented in 1931 with Paolo Oliveri. Most people, they know the story. The cab driver friend, and back then people had their own favorite butcher shops and would meat, put in a hot dog roll, and came up with steak. And if you notice, it's Gino steaks, Pat steaks. It's not Pat's Gino. I mean, Pat's cheesesteaks.
Pat's steaks, right?
Because it was only steaks, so there wasn't cheese. So then they start adding cheese. Now, that's where it gets a little fuzzy. But they start adding cheese at somewhere in their early 60s, maybe even before that. And Cheese Whiz never came on the market until the mid-60s, the late 60s. So prior to that, they were using American provolone. That was the first cheese that they were using.
Interesting. Okay.
And then Whiz was actually introduced by Gino Steaks. They started using that. Pat's will argue back and forth that they started it first, but I think it's pretty sure it was Geno's.
And you're using the word argue.
Yeah.
Fair, right, I mean,
yeah.
There's
and they are actually arguing.
There's a lot of arguing going on across the street.
Anyway, back and forth. And that's the crazy thing about that is, if you go with your family and you go to what Gino Steaks will say, well, some of your family is going to want to eat at Pat's. Well, they're going to go to Pat's. You're going to Gino. You're not going to meet. Because you're not going to bring your food across the street. So you got to sit there
and wave at each other
and eat. I mean, that's how it works. And if my sister, who loves Geno's, and my brother Louie, who loves Pat's, well, they have to go different places. One goes there, one's going to eat. That's how it works.
That's funny.
But the Wiz has taken the city by storm. And that's pretty much the most prominent cheese they use is the Wiz. And here in Frankie's, I mean, we go through so close to 4 to 5 cans a day. You know.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the big industrial-sized.
Yeah, right, industrial cans. They're the 6-pound cans.
And if it's
cans.
Not, if you haven't opened the can and you put it on the flat, if the can of Wiz is not on the flat top, it's not a cheesesteak.
Yeah.
You got to have it on the.
Yeah.
All right, so you're saying.
Well, we're so busy now anymore. We have to start using a pump machine.
Yeah.
Because you can't get that.
It's impossible to do it anymore.
Line these people. So we're starting to use a pump, and we use a spatula. So we'll do both of them.
So do some people insist on American or provolone?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, oh, yes. Okay. Some do. It's usually your more purist. You know, people who might have moved out of Philadelphia years ago, they said, no, I want American or I want provolone. And there's a couple of cheesesteak shops that own, There's one on Henry Avenue. They only use American cheese. They won't give you anything else. There's American cheese.
Wow.
So,
well, I don't know if you remember. I was here for a taste test with Slow Food, and they American, and
Barry.
They did Wiz, and we all voted for the Wiz.
Yeah.
Which blind taste test? I had no idea.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so that's great.
We did,
the foodie here is here to proclaim.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have believed it.
Go with the Wiz.
I was like, really?
I used to use provolone cheese. And I went the Wiz.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Debbie.
And most of
Debbie,
your customers are doing the same thing, going with the Wiz.
Wiz.
All right, now break this whole thing down. So you stand in line. And you know, when you're standing on line at Frankie's, you got to do yourself a favor. You got to do a little work. You got to prepare. Because if you get to the register and you don't know what to order, you're going to be sent to the back of the line.
Right. Three quarters of the people eating Frankie's, they were back in Philly. At Geno's and Pat's, they send them back in line. Because they expect you to walk up, and they give you about 3 seconds. 3 seconds. You wouldn't even stare at that menu until you go back in line.
So you got some decisions to make as you're standing online. You got to know what your cheese is. What's the wit thing all about? So
wit is either with onions or without onions.
Okay. So, but it's not with or without.
It's wit. It's wit.
It's wit or without.
Right. Wit or without.
Right.
Sorry,
hot and sweet peppers appropriate?
Right. My wife, when we at first talk to Geno Steaks, she wanted onions. So I had said, well, give me 2 Wiz Wits. And then she's like tugging my shirt and says, I want onions. I said, don't worry. She says, no. I didn't hear you say onions. She says, I said, it's covered.
Wiz Wit. Not Wit Wiz.
No,
Wiz Wit.
Wiz Wit.
Okay.
Say,
all right.
But they come up here and they'll say, give me a Wiz Wit.
You know, what
they know exactly
from.
What it is.
They all know.
No.
Wiz Wit, bro Wit.
Well, we're going to be breaking down a cheesesteak here because I understand there's just as much etiquette in eating the steak as there is in ordering the steak.
Right.
And, you know, we're actually going to learn right here live, real time, the appropriate way to eat a cheesesteak. But at Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks, it's not just about the cheesesteak. So you want to go back in the kitchen and stir some things up?
Yeah,
we're going to talk a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to go back there. I'll bring out a roast pork and cheesesteak.
Beautiful. Roast pork and cheesesteak, we're going to break it down. Perfect.
Okay.
But you got to take the headset off before you go back in the kitchen.
I do.
Then there's going to be all kinds of trouble.
I'll be back.
But anyway, so, Edie, we were talking about the South Philly style cheesesteak because, you know, there's a certain approach to the cheesesteak. If you're going to call it South Philly, I understand from Frankie that it's all about the broccoli rabe. Now, people say, what's broccoli rabe? Well, broccoli, like little broccolini, I think, which is sautéed with a lot of garlic. And that's chopped up over the top of the cheesesteak.
And they don't do that in the north.
And they don't. No.
Oh,
I mean, absolutely not. I mean, that would be verboten. But anyway, South Philly is about putting that broccoli rabe over the top.
So how do you say which?
You know, that's a good question we could ask Frankie. How do you say, what's the code word for broccoli rabe?
Exactly.
But anyway, I think as you look at the menu, they make it pretty easy on you. You got your cheesesteaks. You know, if you're not into the beef, you can. And let me just say, certified Angus beef right here. Again, Frankie doesn't cut any corners.
The rolls. Amoroso.
They're shipped here directly from Philadelphia, from the Amoroso Bakery. You know, accept no imitation. I mean, this is the real deal. And they got hoagies here, all kinds of great hoagies.
Yep.
You know, wonderful. For Good Friday, they did cod sandwiches and tuna hoagies. And they've got the tasty cakes and, you know, all the things that we grew up. I'm a native Washingtonian, so I grew up in D.C. Oh, you know, these are the kind of things that we'd like to appreciate
we live for
back there. Yeah. So what kind of sandwich? You're going to come in here in a Frankie's. Now that you sort of have a sense of what this whole process is. Let's hear it.
Oh, I'm going out. Well, I promised to bring back to, you know, the friend I'm having dinner with tonight where I said I was coming. He said,
oh, yes.
You need to come back with two cheesesteaks.
Yeah,
Wit.
What about cheese? Wit. Now, I'm a hot and sweet pepper guy.
Oh.
So I understand from Frankie that mm-hmm. that is acceptable protocol to put hot and sweet peppers on the cheesesteak. So you got the beautiful sort of pillowy soft Amoroso mm-hmm. roll, certified mm-hmm. Angus beef. I believe that's a good sort of a ribeye that they use, mm-hmm. the rib steak, with the whiz, with the onions, with the hot and sweet peppers. It's a culinary extravaganza, Edie Girola.
Yes, an explosion in your mouth.
It's explosion in your mouth, which happens every Saturday at 4. So that's what we're going to do. We also want to remind our listeners that we are, in fact, going to be giving away a gift certificate for you to come in here and try this whole ordering thing for yourself. Try the process to eat a cheesesteak. And Frankie Santos is going to himself demonstrate exactly how that's done. From what I remember, you can't sit down. I mean, there's which is why I'm glad that we have headphones with microphones on them, and they have long cords because it actually requires us to stand up.
Oh, okay.
Which is an interesting thing. But all of our listeners get a chance to call in and win a gift certificate if you're the first person to call into the station with the right answer to the trivia question, which we're going to be reading off in just a few minutes. Oh, that's right. So you got a little. Now you're not eligible to win, Edie. That's not how it works here. So yeah. It's a great question.
And it's a trick question.
A little bit of a trick question. Yeah, we're going to see who's been listening who can guess. Also, we also want to remind all of our listeners that Rhonda Kendrick from the New Belgium Brewing Company, who was on a little bit earlier on in the show, she talked about this great New Belgium Clips beer and film tour, which is happening on April the 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Fox Theater. And it's going to be great food and beer pairings, local restaurants incorporating one of a number of New Belgium beers into their food. I mean, this just sounds great. And Rhonda is going to actually give a listener a chance to win two tickets to this event.
Very
so
exciting.
Whoever wins today is going to get two tickets to the Beer and Food Festival at the Fox Theater and a gift certificate from Frankie South Philly Cheesesteaks to experience the cheesesteaks for themselves.
Okay.
I mean, how do you go wrong?
You don't. And there is another event that day, and it's the Taste of Chocolate, I believe. On April 20th.
Oh, beautiful.
Afternoon. I'm a judge.
Oh, you're a judge. Now, see, I want to be Edie Girola for just one day. I want to be you for one day. Lots going on April 20th as well, as long as we're talking about other events. We're actually going to be broadcasting this show on April 20th at 4 o'clock live from the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild Tucson Spring Fest Craft Beer Festival.
Wow.
Say that three times fast.
Really?
This is going to be all of the local breweries here in Southern Arizona, as well as brewers from all over the Western United States are going to come in here at the Rialto Park Racetrack on River and First. We're going to be drinking some beer that afternoon, Edie Girola.
I have to decide between beer and chocolate?
You're going to have to do that. Shouldn't have to decide between the two.
That's just wrong. Well, I can go to this event that night.
You can go to that event, exactly.
Okay.
Now, my particular quandary that I'm in, Edie, is the gates open at noon.
Ah.
My show starts at 4.
That's a tough one.
That could be a problem. I might need a quick emergency guest host for the show. You know, we talked about my show being out there on April the 20th, and in fact, friends, you have the chance to learn exactly where we're going to be broadcasting live each and every week if you are on our email list. I send out an email every Wednesday that talks about where we're going to be broadcasting from, what restaurants are going to be offering some great specials, who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be, who our foodie guests are going to be. You, too, should be – Edie, you're a member of that list.
Of course.
I think Mike Tyree is on that list as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the highlight of your week, I'm sure. Waiting for noon on Wednesday to roll around so you know where we're going to be doing our show. But anyway, I want to invite all of our listeners to go to onthemenulive.com. Again, onthemenulive.com, right from the homepage. Subscribe to our email list. We don't sell the names. We don't share the names. They're mine and mine alone. But I just communicate with you once a week and let you know exactly where our shows are going to be. And like Mike Tyree, he heard that we were going to be at Frankie's. He showed up, and I'm buying him a cheesesteak after we're done. That's how it rolls. Now, next time, I'm going to have like 50 people show up and say, Russell is buying everybody's food. But anyway, we always have a great time. Also, we want to remind you that we're on Facebook and Twitter. So follow us on The Menu Live on Facebook and twitter.com/onthemenulive. We tweet throughout the week on things making food and beverage news here in Southern Arizona. Here comes Frank Santos. All right. I thought Frankie, I thought you were going to bring some for Edie as well. Edie, I'm embarrassed, frankly. I'm embarrassed that they did not think, you know, well enough to bring enough for everybody. But it seems a disservice to even eat this because it looks so beautiful. But anyway, Frankie, we're going to go to a quick commercial break now because the time has come to give away a gift certificate. So strap on that headset because you're giving our trivia question off this week. And before we end the show, we're going to dive right into protocol here on how to eat a cheesesteak and look at that beautiful roast pork sandwich with that broccoli rabe. All right, what is our trivia question of the week, Frank Santos?
The trivia question is, what is the official sandwich of Philadelphia?
What is the official sandwich of Philadelphia? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now. You're going to get a gift card from Frankie's. You're also going to get two tickets to this New Belgium Beer and Food Festival at the Fox Theater. The number to call is 880-KNST. That's 880-5678.
I'll give you a hint. It was designated so in 1992.
All right. It designated officially in 1992. What is the official sandwich of Philadelphia? Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Just a drink. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks, and I caught Edie Girola with a mouthful. This is great. This is live radio. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, so Frankie, we've got a bunch of callers calling in to guess the question, but before we go to the lines, tell us exactly how to eat a cheesesteak. I'm
Somebody
ready.
Somebody else has a mouthful here.
Well,
how do we do it?
But back home, at Pat's or Gino's, you have to stand up.
All right, I'm standing.
And position yourself.
I'm ready.
You have to put your butt out a little bit.
Put my butt out.
A little bit. That's it. And then eat.
No pictures. No pictures, please.
So that the reason why you do that, you bend from the hips like a golfer, just so that when it drips. Doesn't drip on top of you. It drips down.
Oh, you care about your customers. You're giving them. All right, I'm going in.
And you're wearing that shirt that
so
would
see,
have
drips.
Allowed for the drips. Yeah.
Oh, man. See, the whiz okay. Drips. So you got to sort of lean over. That's what they do.
Perfect.
Edie, you got to talk. It's live radio. I have a mouthful.
We all have a mouthful. You wore your orange shirt to accommodate.
I wore the orange shirt. It's my Cheese Whiz shirt, Frankie. That's how I roll. Beautiful cheesesteak, mm-hmm. Pillowy soft Amoroso roll from Amoroso back in Philly.
We were very fortunate that Tucson Weekly named the sandwich one of the 100 essential dishes you have to eat in Tucson.
Of all dishes by every restaurant in Southern Arizona, the one essential on the list of 100, Frankie's South Philly cheesesteak.
We're one of them.
Beautiful. We're going to do a roast pork here in a minute, but we want to give all of our listeners a chance to get in on the action and to talk to us about what they think is the official sandwich of Philadelphia. And we're going to go right to line one. Caller, what's the answer?
Hi. It's a South Philly cheesesteak.
Okay. He says it's the South Philly cheesesteak, Frank.
Unfortunately, no.
Unfortunately, no. Oh, caller. I would have thought the same thing. Anyway, it's not the right answer, but thanks so much. That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Frank?
Believe me, I thought it was, too. Yeah. I thought it was a cheesesteak. Years ago, when I found this out, I thought it was a cheesesteak, too. In fact, it wasn't.
Okay, so it's not the cheesesteak. Cheese what steak. Is the official sandwich of Philadelphia? Caller, what's your answer?
Philly cheesesteak.
There. He says the Philly cheesesteak. You got to listen. The last caller said the same thing. It is not the Philly cheesesteak of all things. The official sandwich for Philadelphia is not the Philly cheesesteak. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card for Frankie's and two tickets to the New Belgium Beer and Film Festival at the Fox Theater. Caller, what's your answer? Go ahead, caller. What's your answer?
Get out there and Google it. Pull over and Google.
Drive responsibly on your way to Frankie's. Anyway, I'll have Casey interrupt me when we have another caller at the board. Again, what is the official sandwich for Philadelphia? So while we're waiting for some calls, Frank, talk about the roast pork.
Well, the roast pork and the gentleman who I always try to emulate is Tom DeNick's of the Nick's Roast Pork. And beef in Reading Terminal. And we fresh roast our own roast pork. So it's like our cheesesteaks. People want to know what the secret is. We use fresh meat and we butcher our own meat in the house. We butcher our own meat, hand trim it by hand.
My goodness.
25,000 pounds last year.
Oh, my goodness. You dip this roast pork in the... What is that?
It's au jus.
That's the au jus.
And, of course, it's roast pork.
Do I got to stand up again?
Rock Rob.
Getting an aerobic exercise here.
Roasted peppers, aged extra sharp provolone cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, is that tender.
Yeah, pork.
Good heavens.
By the way, Debbie loves the roast pork. So do I.
I love it. Okay, we got some callers here.
Okay.
The answer is not the Philadelphia cheesesteak. What is the official sandwich of Philadelphia? Caller, what's your answer?
This is Vince.
Hi, Vince. What's your answer? What's the official sandwich?
It is the hoagie.
Yes!
Is he right?
Yes,
is he right?
Right,
Vince, congratulations.
Well, thank you, man.
Have you ever been to Philadelphia?
Absolutely. Grew up in South Jersey, about 20 minutes away. And love some cheesesteaks, love some hoagies.
Wonderful. Where did you grow up, Vince?
Hamilton.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, you're the most popular guy of the hour now, Vince, because not only are you going to be able to go to this New Belgium Beer and Film Festival at the Fox Theater, you are also going to be the guest of Deb and Frank Santos at Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks.
Right, we have a $20 gift certificate for you.
Yeah, so, Vince, congratulations. Thanks for listening. Don't go away, because Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail all your goodies to you in the mail.
All right, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for being here.
Oh, man. So, Frank Santos, the official sandwich of Philadelphia is not a cheesesteak.
No, it's not a hoagie.
All right, so talk about a hoagie. I don't know what a hoagie is.
In 1912, they got the name hoagie from Hog Island. Back then, it was the shipyard, and they used to build ships there. So the Italian immigrants who just came over, they'd go there, and he'd bring this huge sandwich. All these Italian meats and less tomato, olive oil. And they called it, back then, they would call it a Hog Island. And I believe the family was Deacon Stanza, the family who originally took him there. But anyway, and then it evolved from hog sandwich to hoagie. Okay.
Never heard that story.
Yeah, but it's, you can go online and read about it. Now there's other stories of how, but this is the way it really came from. I mean, a Hog Island hoagie. I mean,
what's the big hoagie here at Frankie's on the menu? What's the big hoagie?
Well, we have the South Philly, which we use with roasted peppers, and we sprinkle our aged extra sharp provolone. I mean, our cheese blend on there. I love the one with the roasted peppers.
Oh, yeah. Got to do it.
But we use our Italian meats. Mm-hmm. We use. And we sliced all the meats down. One of the things you have to do is you have to slice the meats down. You can't buy pre-sliced meat.
Yeah, that's the secret.
Really thin, huh?
Right, and very, very thin. Very, very thin. Mm-hmm. And just add more of it. I mean, can't make a hoagie, get three slices paper thin.
We know plenty of sandwich shops that do that, Frank said.
And we have what they call the old Philly hoagie, which is with the shredded lettuce, because originally it started with just shredded lettuce in there, and olive oil. That are using vinaigrettes, which we have one here.
Great. Okay, we have a minute left before we have to say goodbye. I'm going to stay here all night. Right. But the show is going to say goodbye. Right. Talk exactly about your hours of operation and how people can find you.
Okay, we're closed tomorrow. We are being Eastern. Happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Easter to the Santos family and all of our listeners. Yep.
And we open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 8. And we will be changing that. We're going to stay up a little later. I think my wife wants to stay open until 9 or 9:30 on weekdays.
Well, if we're here, you're going to have to stay open.
And
later.
On Fridays or Saturday nights, it'll be like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then Sundays close at 5, except tomorrow.
Frank and Deb Santos, two of my favorite people, Frank and South Philly Cheesesteaks. I love you, brother. Thanks for everything.
I love your show.
Edie Chirolam, always a pleasure having you on the show. And fan extraordinaire Mike Tyree, good to see you, my friend. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, onthemenulive.com. We'll see you next week.